You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, podcasts are getting millions of listeners every month, and one Wisconsin professor wants to make sure they're around for generations to come. He'll join us to talk about his project to preserve and archive podcasts.
First, Governor Scott Walker said he was open to toll roads in Wisconsin at a roadside press conference in Beloit yesterday.
If it was done along our state lines and would require some sort of a reduction in the gas tax that Wisconsin residents paid so that those coming in from other states would help, that at least would be something we'd look at. But it would have to include a reduction in the gas tax for Wisconsin residents.
The governor made the comment as he was working to get support from fellow Republicans for his proposals for transportation funding. That's part of the state budget. The legislature's budget committee is debating parts of the budget now.
Mark Sommerhauser is with us now. He's a state government and politics reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Mark, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to be with you.
Well, what is your take on the governor's comment that he would support toll rolls on the condition of lowering the gas tax?
Well, it was certainly interesting to hear from the governor, and certainly seems to be a sign that there may be some momentum gathering for moving forward toward a process that would result in tolls being collected on highways here in Wisconsin. Of course, that's still something that even if it did move forward, would be a number of years out into the future. But certainly the governor, addressing that publicly is interesting, albeit, I think, as you noted in your clip there, an important condition that he attached to his support for that would be, some sort of a reduction in the gas tax.
Right. As you said, this is not an easy fix if we're looking at the difficult budget before Wisconsin right now when it comes to transportation. Toll roads aren't a fix. I mean, as you said, this is several years in the making, and it requires approval from the federal government. Can you walk us through that process?
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the most important things to understand about toll roads is they really offer nothing for the state in terms of trying to figure out how to move ahead with the next transportation budget. Which would be for the budget cycle beginning July 1 and going for the next 2 years. They simply wouldn't be able to get up and running, within that time frame. Sort of the first step in what Assembly Republicans proposed, actually in their transportation and tax proposal that they released earlier this month, is simply to go to the federal government and see if they would give permission for Wisconsin to, move ahead with collecting tolls on U.S. interstates. So that would really be the first step, and sort of anything that would happen after that would be contingent on getting the federal approval.
And how much would it cost? What's the price tag on this, potentially?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I don't think anyone knows for sure. Probably the best numbers we have are from a study that was done by the State Department of Transportation, was released in December. And their estimate was that the upfront costs to essentially get tolling up and off the ground on our interstates here in Wisconsin would be between $350 and $400 million. That would be for, obviously, the cost of setting up all the infrastructure and facilities that would be needed to actually collect the tolls. So quite a large upfront expense there if that were to move forward.
And we were talking about how this really doesn't do anything at the moment to help untangle the knots in the transportation budget this time around, this cycle. But if you're a lawmaker and you're thinking, okay, well, maybe 3, 5, 6 years down the road, we will have a long-term fix. Does that make you more amenable to some of the proposals that are on the table?
It sure might. I mean, I think one of the things to understand in terms of, the folks who have been expressed an openness to tolling, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss being somebody and other Assembly Republican leaders who have talked about it quite a bit. They are, throughout this transportation budget debate, have been really insistent on finding some sort of, as they've described it, a long-term fix for funding transportation. And toll roads, potentially could be part of that mix. I think it's fair to say that could be an important consideration for lawmakers as they look at this.
We're talking to Mark Sommerhauser right now, state government and politics reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, talking about the possibility of toll roads in Wisconsin, which Governor Walker has now said that he would be amenable to if it came along with a lowering of the gas tax. And Mark, the governor said he would be interested, maybe supportive of toll roads along state lines. Do we know which roads he's talking about?
You know, he has not specified. The DOT study looked at tolling of obviously the major interstates coming into Wisconsin, I think namely Interstates 94 and 3990. So that would be sort of the two large interstates coming up into the state, both from the Illinois side as well as, of course, 94 coming in from the Minnesota side. I think the assumption throughout this discussion has always been looking toward tolling on interstates simply because that's where the large volumes of traffic are. And that's where, obviously, the largest revenues could be generated from collecting tolls. So that seems to have been the assumption. That's not to say, in theory, that you couldn't collect tolls on state highways and other less traveled roads. But, again, the focus right now seems to be looking at the interstates.
What kind of information has been collected so far? What do we know about the possibility of toll roads in Wisconsin? Has it been studied?
Yes, that's right. As I had mentioned, we have the DOT study, which, at least to my knowledge, is kind of the most complete, in-depth look at, what it would take. As I mentioned, that study took a look at kind of what the upfront investments would be required, that between $350 and $400 million. That study also found that it would take at least 4 years to implement toll roads in the state from the point at which they would be given the green light. A few other things that this study sort of assumed was that the tolls would be collected electronically. If you've driven in states that have toll roads, you probably have seen that there's less and less of the old toll booths where people would pull over and pay cash to an attendant who's collecting the tolls. Most people who drive regularly on these roads have electronic transponders that keep track of, how frequently they drive on the road. And then there also are cameras set up to take pictures of vehicle license plates that then can just simply mail a bill to a motorist for the toll after they drive on the road. So that's another important assumption that this study made in looking at how this would play out.
So this news is pretty young, but how have lawmakers responded to this idea of toll roads in Wisconsin?
Yeah, that's. I think we're still trying to get a sense of where lawmakers are at. Again, as I had said, the Assembly Republican leadership has been talking about toll roads for some time. Both the Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and some of the other leaders, the Joint Finance Co-Chairman John Nygren, I think also has talked about them. The Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald here in recent weeks has made some comments also about toll roads and indicating, while not, I would say, coming short of advocating for toll roads, has at least said it's something that should be part of the mix. It's something that should be looked at and considered. There seems to be some measure of support, although it's not, I think, clear yet the full extent of it. But again, when you have the leadership of the majorities indicating interest, that's certainly an interesting sign.
And Mark, we've got a quick question here from James on Facebook who says, there goes the tourism industry. So do we know what kind of impact tolls could have on Wisconsin's tourism industry? We've got people coming in from, obviously, Illinois and also Minnesota.
Well, that is a great question. And I think it really takes a look at kind of one of the double-edged aspects of this. The proponents of tolling say that one of the biggest benefits of it is that it will collect money from residents from other states to help pay for roads here in Wisconsin. And that's particularly significant when you talk about a state with a significant tourism industry such as Wisconsin, that when you have tourists coming in from Illinois and other states, that they will pay tolls and help pay for our roads here in Wisconsin. But it is also true that whenever you collect tolls, that can sometimes deter motorists from, in many cases, just taking the highway that the toll is collected on, that they'll find an alternate route to essentially, you know, get around the paying the toll. That was something that the DOT study, I think, took some look at, kind of what, if you started collecting tolls on these interstates, how many fewer motorists would drive on them to avoid the tolls. And I'm not sure what conclusion actually that study reached about that, but I know it was something that at least was looked at to some extent.
Mark, thanks a lot for talking today.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you.
That was Mark Sommerhauser, state government and politics reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Join us to zero in on the possibility of toll roads in Wisconsin.